Well, good morning, and thank you for coming. Small business owners who could join us today, thank you for taking time away from running your businesses to come and support what once again is becoming a controversial issue, which is the revisitation of the Limited Liability Corporation interest and dividend tax, which, as many of you remember, last December and January, so many of us fought against to ensure that our small businesses could operate in this state without paying what amounts to be an income tax. And it is my pleasure today to turn our press conference over to the former Department of Revenue Administration Commissioner who brought this issue to our attention and was with us last year as we fought this issue and is with us again this year as we fought this issue. His name is Phil Blatzos. He's going to provide you the details of the rulemaking process and what has been proposed. He'll also be available for any questions. Then after that, we'll hear from Tom Thompson and any other small business owners who feel they're going to be impacted by this. Thank you.
Why am I here on a good golf day? I don't know. But let me just say that this was originally in a blog in a newspaper, and somebody sent it to me and asked me about it. Okay, so I looked at it, and I said, who would be brazen enough to change anything to do with the LLC after all that went on? Well, so I took the time to actually pull the rules out. And certainly, when I first looked at them, I found 90207. I'm not saying I went through every other part in detail. You know, I pretty much stopped when I found the first change and didn't really look at the rest, and because I don't have the time or the resources to do it as an individual. So I looked at 90207, the old rule. The interest and dividends tax shall be applied at the entity level for partnerships, associations, or trusts when da-da-da-da-da-da. And in two other places in that 90207 area, one, two. So in three places in that, they've inserted the LLC, all right, where before it wasn't. It was partnerships, associations, and trusts. Now it's partnerships, LLCs, associations, and trusts. Now I'm not saying this is nefarious right from the start. All right, it may be a clerical error. There may be some other reason behind it, but that's not explained. And we must, you know, be ever vigilant. I mean, I think that's what's happening. That's why it was sent to me. I'm not going to comment on the nature of this at all, and nobody's ever called me anti-tax by any stretch of the imagination. But what I am is concerned, because I helped out in this before, because I see small business as being the major employers in the state. You know, you can see ranges from anywhere from 65 to 85% of all business is small business. And there's so much been written and so much been said now about tax uncertainty in small business. You know, you put uncertainty on these guys, all right, and you got small business owners here, ask them. You make it uncertain how much money they're going to have to pay on April 15th, and they're not going to make any investments between now and April 15th, all right? And the time to clear this up is now so that they can make those investments and they can clear the jobs, you know, get those jobs put into the marketplace so people will understand that what they're being taxed on. Now, is there anything nefarious about this? Probably not, maybe. Who knows? All right. The real issue here is, after all that went on with the LLC, you would think everybody would be very cognizant of not making changes that involved LLCs without vetting them well. And probably just going back to the old rules that were well understood and, you know, everybody knew how they would be applied. Now you're adding LLCs in there. Now, we've had the JUA. Lose in court, change the rule. All right, is that the new paradigm? You know, lose in the legislature, change the rule. All right, it's very simple to clear up. Take it out. That's one thing you can do. Or explain it. That's the other thing you can do. This is not a removal statute. All right, doesn't say shall not be taxed. The interest and dividends shall be applied at the entity level. It's an affirmative, not a negative. I think people should understand that small business today, and that's how I found out about it when somebody sent me this blog, all right, small business today is very keen to this because of what they've just been through. All right, everybody who's in administration, everybody who's elected official, everybody should be very keenly aware that they're watching and this could have a major effect. Timing, you know, somebody just said to me, you know, the timing of this, why are you doing it this time? We didn't choose the timing of this. I didn't choose the timing of this. All right, the timing came about because this is when the rules came out. All right, the law passed, what, July 1? Was that the special session or very close to it? All right, so the law passed in July 1. Here we are in late September, they're proposed, and now we're well into late October. When will these rules go into effect? After December 31st, so the taxpayers won't even know. That was one of the issues with the LLC. At the end of the year, taxpayers didn't even know what they were going to be taxed on. Is that what we've created again? I think this can be simply and quickly cleared up. I think it should be cleared up. All right, whether you're trying to do something or not, time is now to clear it up so small business can get back to the job that they really do well, and that's employ New Hampshire citizens. That's what we want. All right, it's very simple. There's, you know, just been too much time spent on this. Fix it. Thank you. Any questions from anybody? My God, I'm usually accused of being too technical, so that's great.
Well, with the hearing on this already occurred on October 22nd, and according to the rulemaking notice, there's still a public comment period to November 1st. Is it too late to say anything to DRA about this?
No, I would make a comment about it. You know, if I were a small business owner, I'd make a comment about it and find out what they're driving at with this, find out what's going on. You know, once again, you know, you have a right to be concerned because of all of the things that happened. Just think for a second, all right? Part of this, and it was very well said right in the hearing, I was there, and I think you were there, Brian, too, when we were talking about compensation. Were you there?
Yep.
All right. That compensation deduction, correct me if I go wrong, the change to the was done to facilitate the LLC tax. Was that correct?
I call it the ugly stepsister.
Okay, ugly stepsister. Great, great. You know, that's your analogy. They passed that. You know, even when they said, you know, hey, we're gonna, you know, get rid of this LLC tax. So they passed the ugly stepsister. All right. Was that a precursor to this? I don't know. All right. Was that because they knew that something was going on? I don't know the answer to that. I'm raising the question, and it should raise a question. You should ask, why would you make a change that was to facilitate something you were going to repeal? Now, if they say it's for the $50,000 safe harbor, 2-3 years ago, we proposed the $50,000 without changing the rest of the compensation law. We worked with the CPA Society and proposed putting that in there, mainly because it was a hassle for everybody. All right, we proposed the same people that voted for the big change, adding Section 162, which is basically corporate compensation. You know, have you ever seen the Internal Revenue Code and the associated rules? I mean, it's incredible. It's about, you know, from the floor, it stands probably about that high. All right, so we use the IRS rules to simplify it, and probably the most complex area of the IRS rules. I'm wondering what is really going on. You know, that's all. I think it can get a simple answer. It's time to get that simple answer. Thank you. Any other questions?
The Lynch campaign says that essentially the LLC reference was in the rules before.
Here we have 90207, and I can hand you a copy of this. The new rule says partnerships, LLCs, associations, and trusts, right in the heading? Okay, and the old rule said partnerships, associations, and trusts. So they've added the word LLC. All right, the interest in dividends tax shall be applied at the entity level for partnerships, LLCs, associations, or trusts. New rule. Old rule, the interest in dividends tax shall be applied at the entity level for partnerships, associations, or trusts. So the word LLC has been added. What is the effect of that? I said, I'm not quite sure. All right, certainly it's an affirmative statement, shall be applied. All right, it's not saying they won't be applied. You can't say we're doing this to remove it from taxation. All right, it shall be applied at the entity level. All right, and as I said earlier, Kevin, you know, we've been through this. All right, and you would think everybody would be sensitive to any change. All right, that's being made that would convince people, you know, that something is going on. And as I just said, and you weren't here, as I said, you know, after the JUA, losing court, you know, changed the rule. Is that what this is? And, of course, I just talked about the other thing, and I can talk to you separately about it, about, you know, why did they change the compensation deduction, all right, that was put in to facilitate the new LLC, or as Brian Wilson calls it, the ugly stepsister, all right? Why would they change that? All right, when they said they're going to repeal the LLC law. I mean, these are valid questions that small business should have. They should get simple, valid answers. And if it's a mistake, say it's a mistake and pull it out. It's that simple. And by the way, I think I found out about a blog on your paper somebody sent to me.
Is there any word as to when GELCAR will get these proposed rules?
You know, I like I said, I just received that email telling me it was happening and looked it up and found this. And I really haven't followed up much more on it. You know, I would suspect the LLC owners will look at it. If they need my help, they'll ask for it. And I will try to accommodate them if I can. I certainly don't want to frighten them. I think that was a bad thing that was said last time. I don't think I don't think they're little children to start with, so I don't think they frighten that easily. But I think that was a bad thing. I think everybody has a right to question government, period. I thought that when I was there. I think that when I'm out. You have a right to question government. So question it and listen to the answer carefully.
So as you read this, could this apply to the entity? Only the LLC entity itself and not members and owners and their investments.
It says the tax would be applied at the entity level. Now,
would not be against investors in LLCs or directors of LLCs, only at the business.
Well, it could have wide-ranging implications. And you know, that gets highly technical, all right? I think it's easier to get an explanation about it rather than cry wolf. All right, it says it'll be applied at the entity level. So, you know, I can think of reasons why that would be a bad thing for LLC owners. But, you know, is that what they're intended? You know, they can spell it out, remove it, make changes to it, do anything they want. The comment period is by November 1st, as Brian Wilson just, Brian just pointed out. So, you know, make your comment to them. As far as I'm concerned, I've answered the question that was asked of me, was there a change? And I said yes.
Oh, Tom Thompson.
Thank you, Commissioner Blatto. And thank you folks for taking the time off to come down here once again on the LLC tax. Last night, I'm sure most of you saw the debate with Governor Lynch and John Stephen. And I happened to record it, and I went back and I played over or wrote down exactly what John Stephen asked the governor, and it was, "Governor, your administration," meaning the Department of Revenue Administration, "recently submitted rules that still include the LLC tax, contrary to your claims. Why should any small business owner in this state believe that you won't continue to take money from them? Governor, as you know, most of the small businesses, the vast majority of small businesses, were not subject to the LLC tax. It was presented a way to close a loophole, and it is now repealed, so it's gone away. End of conversation." He switched there and you know, went into some other issue. And then last night I found out that, in fact, it hadn't gone away, that it raised its ugly head in the rules, which you just heard from the former commissioner, Blatto. I can't tell you, folks, how many times I've come down to Concord and spent on the LLC tax, along with Andy Sanborn and a whole lot of other folks here, and I'm getting tired of it as a small LLC. And then on April 15th of last year, I had to write a check for $4,127. And then I had to write another check for $1,600 for the first estimated tax. And this is just a small LLC. The history of the LLC goes back to July of 2009, or a week prior to that, when the legislature added at 1 o'clock in the morning the LLC tax, along with the campground tax. The governor signed that into law knowingly that there were no public hearings on that, on the LLC tax. He then went back and made it retroactive as of January 1, 2009, 6 months prior to when he signed it into law. And if you look at the New Hampshire Constitution, Article 23, it says very clearly you cannot go back retroactive. But he did. And we raised so much hell about it, and I'm proud of that, that the legislature and the governor decided that we better repeal this because it's not worth it. And so this July they repealed it. But that repeal doesn't go into effect until the end of this year. And at least I thought that this was over. You know, we had fought the good fight. The people of small businesses had come together and told our government this is what we wanted, and they had heard us loud and clear. But that wasn't the case, evidently, because now it's back in the rules. And what is concerning to me as a small businessman is the uncertainty. Here we are in a deep recession, the deepest that I've seen in my lifetime, and the Democrats in control with Governor Lynch applies a 5% income tax on the backs of small businesses. We then thought it was over after the repeal, and now the uncertainty is back again. Do you think that small businesses are going to go out and hire people with that uncertainty? It's not going to happen, Governor. And I'm asking you today, I'm calling on the governor today to come out and fully explain why that is in the rules and do it before the close of November 1st. The people deserve that. Thank you very much. And if anyone has any questions, as a layperson, I will try to answer them.
On the last night, the governor said it would only apply to a small number of LLCs, the original LLC tax?
That's correct. I must have been that small portion of it that closed the loophole.
In your conversations with other business owners and perhaps anybody else in the room here, how many of them have also been subjected to the tax? Is it a small number as was claimed?
That's hard for me to determine, although I do know of some others that you know, had to write a check just like I did. However, there's a gentleman right there that had to. What happened was that, if you remember, it was backed right up to when the accountants were trying to get everything together. Even the accountants didn't have a clue what was going on. And I think a lot of them said to their clients, look, just, you know, go ahead and we'll send the tax in, or we're going to do it just like we did last year. And if DRA comes to us, we'll just say we didn't know, because they didn't know. And on top of that, and I think you were there at one of the hearings, there was a accountant from down in Nashua. That was up in Plymouth, New Hampshire, because the governor and his commissioner would not have hearings in the southern tier of New Hampshire. They had to charter a bus from Nashua and come all the way to Plymouth. But the accountant was telling his clients, move across the border into Massachusetts because and set up your LLC there because you will pay less tax. And that was a fact on that day in Plymouth, New Hampshire. And I think you even recorded it that day.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, why would the government pass a law at 1 o'clock in the morning when there's no one around to even check up on it or ask questions?
I can't tell you why. You really need to ask the governor and the representative, Susan Almy, who was the one that was spearheading that. But it was, they were short about, as I understand it, $30 million of dollars in the budget at 1 a.m. in the morning. And this had been, I think, brewing with the Department of Revenue Administration, Kevin Clarity, the commissioner, and the governor, and they put that on at the last minute. And when they did that, it was amended and put on to House Bill 2, and there was no public hearings on that. It was the LLC tax and it was the campground tax. The campground tax was the room and meals tax that they applied to all campgrounds. And if you want to try to understand the insanity to that, campers take their camper to a campground, they have their own bed, they have their own food, and they prepare their own meals, but they were going to get charged 9% meals and rooms tax. That all too was repealed. And it only was repealed because the campsites and campers got out just as the LLCs did and raised hell about it. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
A small number that they were talking about, the governor mentioned last night, they were looking at $600 million worth of income to generate that $30 million worth of income to the state, $30 million worth of revenue. So they were thinking about taxing an awful lot of people at 5% to generate $30 million in revenue.
Correct. It was $15 million per year, but 30 over the biennium.
It's an awful lot of money and an awful lot of people. It's not a small number.
No. Well, you and I, sir, were the ones that helped on that.
We all feel that we should pay our fair share. But if you're going to segregate and discriminate against one small group of people who provide most of the jobs in this state, then you got a real problem. You have to clarify this before November 2nd so the people that are paying these taxes will know exactly what's going on.
Well, that's why I asked for clarification from the governor. Let's hear it from the governor before November 1st so that everybody understands exactly what is going on here. I think he owes it to the people of this state. And those are the ones that are the backbone in putting the people to work in this state. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming. I appreciate you all taking time away from your businesses to be here and supporting this very important issue. You know, I would obviously recommend you getting in touch with the members of the GELCAR committee, which is the committee tasked with accepting the rules that the Department of Revenue Administration is going to put forth. That list is publicly available on the state's website. They will be the deciding factor of if the new rules are accepted. Further, I'd recommend contacting the governor's office at 271-2121 and ask very specifically if the governor supports this new rule, the LLCs being added into the new rule, the proposed rule from the Department of Revenue Administration. So thank you very much for being here. I do appreciate it, and hopefully we can prevent this income tax on small businesses once again. Thank you.